Saturday, November 27th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. And tonight we begin the Advent season. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And our evening prayer hymn. Creator of the stars of night, your people's everlasting light, Jesus, Redeemer, save us all, and hear your servants when they call. Now grieving that the ancient curse should doom to death the universe, you heal all men who need your grace to save and heal a ruined race, at whose great name majestic now all knees must bend, all hearts must bow, all things in heaven and earth adore, and own thee, King, forevermore. To God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, three in one, praise, honor, might, and glory be, from age to age, eternally. And now the psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon. Proclaim the good news among the nations, our God will come to save us. Psalm 141. I have called to you, Lord, hasten to help me. Hear my voice when I cry to you. Let my prayers rise before you like incense, the raising of my hands like an evening oblation. Set, O Lord, a guard over my mouth. Keep watch at the door of my lips. Do not turn my heart to things that are wrong, to evil deeds with men who are sinners. Never allow me to share in their feasting. If a good man strikes or reproves me, it is kindness. But let the oil of the wicked not anoint my head. Let my prayer be ever against their malice. Their princes were thrown down by the side of the rock. Then they understood that my words were kind. As a millstone is shattered to pieces round on the ground, so their bones were strewn to the mouth of the grave. To you, Lord God, my eyes are turned. In you I take refuge. Spare my soul. From the trap they have laid to me, keep me safe. Keep me from the snares of those who do evil. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the first antiphon, proclaim the good news among the nations. Our God will come to save us. And now our second antiphon. Know that the Lord is coming, and with him all his saints. That day will dawn with a wonderful light. Psalm 142. With all my heart I cry to the Lord, with all my voice I entreat the Lord. I pour out my trouble before him, I tell him all my distress. While my spirit faints within me, but you, O Lord, know my path. On the way where I shall walk, they have hidden a snare to entrap me. Look on my right and see, there is not one who takes my part. I have no means of escape, no one who cares for my soul. I cry to you, O Lord, I have said, you are my refuge, all I have left in the land of the living. Listen then to my cry, for I am in the depths of distress. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of this prison, and then I shall praise your name. Around me the just will assemble because of your goodness to me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer. Lord, we humbly ask for your goodness. May you help us to hope in you, and give us a share with your chosen ones in the land of the living. And repeating the antiphon, know that the Lord is coming, and with him all his saints. That day will dawn with a wonderful light. Alleluia. Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 through 11. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, will be forever. Amen. And repeating the third antiphon, the Lord will come with mighty power, all mortal eyes shall see him. And our reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 23 through 24. May the God of peace make you perfect in holiness. May he preserve you whole and entire, spirit, soul, and body, irreproachable at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, who calls us is trustworthy. Therefore, he will do it. And our responsory, Lord, show us your mercy and love. Lord, show us your mercy and love. You grant us your salvation, your mercy and love. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, show us your mercy and love. And now, the Canticle of Mary. Beginning with the antiphon, see the Lord coming from afar. His splendor fills the earth. The Canticle of Mary is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, see the Lord coming from afar, his splendor fills the earth. And now our intercessions. Jesus Christ is the joy and happiness of all who look forward to his coming. Let us call upon him and say, come, Lord, and do not delay. In joy we wait for your coming. Come, Lord, and do not delay. Before time began, you shared life with the Father. Come now and save us. Come, Lord, and do not delay. You created the world and all who live in it. Come to redeem the work of your hands. Come, Lord, and do not delay. You did not hesitate to become man, subject to death. Come to free us from the power of death. Come, Lord, and do not delay. You came to give us life to the full. Come and give us your unending life. Come, Lord, and do not delay. You desire all people to live in love in your kingdom. Come and bring together those who long to see you face to face. Come, Lord, and do not delay. Now gathering all of our praise and prayers into one, let's say together, and our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. All-powerful God, increase our strength of will for doing good, that Christ may find an eager welcome at his coming, and call us to his side in the kingdom of heaven, where he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. May the good Lord bless you and the ones you love today and always. Amen.